Hi, and welcome to the Cutaneous Connection, a podcast from the staff at Dermatology Times, aiming to provide you with the latest news in dermatology through exclusive interviews with leading industry experts and a glimpse of what goes on behind the scenes. I'm your host, Carrie Nagorka. Today, we talk to Jeffrey Cohen, MD, board-certified medical dermatologist and director of the psoriasis treatment program at the Yale School of Medicine. He treats the full spectrum of skin conditions and has a special interest in disorders that involve the immune system, especially psoriasis and eczema. Today, he shares with us some of the distinctions between adults and children when it comes to treating atopic dermatitis, as well as his treatment methods and what caregivers can do to help children affected by this chronic skin condition.
So my name's Dr. Jeffrey Cohen. I'm an assistant professor of dermatology at the Yale School of Medicine, where I specialize in treating patients with chronic inflammatory skin diseases, such as atopic dermatitis and psoriasis, and I direct the psoriasis treatment program there.
Okay, and today we're talking about atopic dermatitis, specifically in adolescents and in pediatrics. So tell us a little bit about where you're at with this. Are cases growing? What is going on right now in 2022 with pediatric cases?
Well, you know, I'm not sure that the year is really influencing the number of cases of atopic dermatitis that we're seeing, but certainly here in New England, as the weather turns cooler and we enter the fall and then work our way into the winter months, many kids do have atopic dermatitis that flares in colder weather. This is because the air is drier, they're spending a lot of time inside with very dry heat. And so many children do find that their atopic dermatitis flares during this time of the year. And so we certainly are beginning to see that uptick in phone calls with parents calling to say that their children are having eczema that's flaring.
And how does it affect, what are some of the worst cases? How does it affect the lives of children and youths?
Atopic dermatitis can have a hugely profound effect on children and adolescents. First thing is, atopic dermatitis can be incredibly symptomatic, and it's very hard to focus on school, participate in sports, or engage socially as you would want to with other children if you're constantly having itchy skin. Many children have areas that are bleeding because they've been scratched so much, or fissuring because the skin gets so dry that it splits open. And with those types of skin symptoms, it can be extremely hard to really engage in the normal activities of a child or adolescent. We've also recently started to learn that there's actually a lot of skin pain that some of these children can also experience. And so that's an additional limitation. Beyond this, appearance-wise, kids can have a very difficult time. In some children, atopic dermatitis is in areas that is not showing when they're dressed and out in public, but other children have atopic dermatitis that's really apparent to other kids. And that can be really socially embarrassing, and it can make children feel that it's not easy for them to engage with their peers and do other social events that they would normally want to do if they didn't have atopic dermatitis. Additionally, eczema can cause real issues with sleep. And it's very hard for children to perform academically and do all the things that normal children do if they are not sleeping well. We all know sleep is very important, and disrupted sleep on a regular basis, which is not uncommon at all with atopic dermatitis, can really limit kids in terms of their ability to do the things that all children should be able to do.
And what is the most common treatment, or how do you most commonly treat these? I know it's a one-on-one basis, you know, that everything presents differently, but what is your common treatments?
So I think most of us have what I would say is probably a fairly similar sort of treatment ladder. And of course, the way that we progress through this ladder and the options that we choose at each juncture depend on many factors, including the individual child, the family, their preferences, how severe the atopic dermatitis is, where on the body it is, what sort of functional limitations, like the ones I just mentioned, the child may be experiencing. But generally speaking, the therapy of atopic dermatitis begins with topical medications. And the topical medications sort of come in two main buckets. First thing we have is topical steroids. And this can be really, really effective. And almost every child or adolescent with atopic dermatitis is going to start here. And these are medications that are applied directly to the eczema twice a day for something like 2 weeks. And they can really work and clear areas of eczema that are treated. However, sometimes that clearance is not sustained and the child flares up again once we're sort of done with that treatment. And if that happens repeatedly, there are certain concerns with using topical steroids every day, all the time. And so we may need to consider other options. And there are some non-steroid topical cream and ointment medications that can be used for atopic dermatitis. And these are generally introduced either alongside topical steroids or next. And those come in the form of crisaborole, which is a eczema-specific non-steroid cream. And then also the topical calcineurin inhibitors can work really well at this point. And those are tacrolimus and pimecrolimus. After that, we kind of have to think more about more systemic or general therapy. For some children, phototherapy with narrowband UVB can be helpful, but other kids really do require more systemic therapy. And a treatment that we've used a lot over recent years is dupilumab, which is a monoclonal antibody that blocks the activities of interleukin 4 and interleukin 13. And this can be highly, highly effective in clearing eczema and achieving sustained clearance for children. It's FDA approved 6 months and up. And so this has really changed a lot of the way that we treat atopic dermatitis and has given us a highly effective and safe option. There are other treatments that are approved for adults, but not yet approved for children or in the therapeutic pipeline. And, you know, I will say that in some severe and recalcitrant cases, we do reach for those as off-label therapies.
Okay, and talk a little bit about the percentage of kids who outgrow this, or I mean, I know obviously many adults have this as well, but are there quite a few kids that do outgrow this condition?
There are. So it depends a little bit on sort of how and when it presents. And, you know, we're talking about children and adolescents, and that's obviously a pretty large range. There are lots of children who have this in their first several years of life, that this is a problem for them during childhood. And then somewhere in the age of, you know, 3 to 5, they seem to sort of outgrow this and end up not having eczema ongoing. However, there are also lots of children who either develop eczema later and then have it chronically throughout their childhood and even into adulthood. And some children who start with eczema in the first months of life and continue to struggle with eczema throughout their entire lifespan. So it can really go many different ways. But yes, there is a group of children who have eczema at a very young age. And then over the first several years of life, it does seem to sort of go away and they quote unquote outgrow it.
What are some things parents or caregivers can do to help their child who has it, you know, environmentally or, you know, in the home to make their suffering ease up on it?
So that's a really important question. And there are actually a number of things that parents and caregivers can help their children do to try to avoid eczema flares. All of the treatment that we just reviewed a few minutes ago is really treatment that we employ in the setting of either persistent eczema flare or during an episode of an eczema flare. But eczema, as many other inflammatory skin diseases do, has periods when it's flaring up and periods when it's quiescent and not active. And during those periods of inactivity, that's not a time to sort of lean back and stop worrying about your eczema. That's actually a time to be active about trying to prevent flares and use what we refer to as maintenance therapy. And so some of these treatments are some of the prescription medications I just discussed, but there are also certain things that parents can help their kids do. And those include taking lukewarm baths or showers, depending on the age, not super hot, not spending a long time in the bath or shower, you know, 10 minutes max, after they come out of the bath and shower, and ideally at other points during the day, using a good moisturizer on their skin that will help keep their skin moist, help protect their skin barrier, and prevent some of the things that we know lead to eczema flares. We also recommend using products that are unscented, and that includes not using scented candles in the home or other scented products in the home, and also selecting a detergent that's, you know, one that's referred to as free and clear, doesn't have a lot of scents, doesn't have a lot of things that we know can sort of trigger eczema. And the same goes with moisturizing creams, same goes with soaps and washes to try to really keep eczema under control. The other thing that parents can do to really help their children with eczema is to be very vigilant about when the eczema begins to flare and try to start addressing eczema flares in the very beginning and not waiting for the flare to get bad or severe or more widespread, but just to really try to get medication on eczema early and quickly so that the problem can sort of be stopped and controlled before it gets worse.
For more Dermatology Times content, from articles and videos to podcasts, visit www.dermatologytimes.com.